Yo, so it's fucking 4:26 p.m. This is what happened. Jacqueline got up before me early. I don't know what time it was, but it was like 9. So fucking way too early. And she says, "I'm going to Starbucks. Come with me." So I kind of just jump out of bed, throw on clothes, and go outside before I think about it. And didn't record a podcast before right when I woke up. And normally, I would have just grabbed that coffee, come back, and recorded because I would have remembered by then. But on my way downstairs, this woman in the building's like, "Hey, can you help me with this box?" And I'd never seen her before, but Jacqueline says she's seen her before. And she's like, "Can you help me with this box? It's a big ass fucking box. It's really long and big." And I was like, "Oh man, I don't know how heavy that is. I don't know what I'm getting roped into here by this woman." So you only have a second to make a decision. And I said no, because I'm a selfish asshole. So I said, "Oh, I'm on my way out. I can't." Acted like I couldn't, but I could. Now I can't just leave and 5 minutes later come back with my Starbucks and say, "Oh yeah, I was too busy to help you because I was going to Starbucks, and now I can't help you because I'm carrying an iced Americano." So I that made me have to sit in a coffee shop for a while and then go home. And then I was going to record then, but this new iOS update is got the voice recorder app sucks, and I had an issue with my recording then, and it got fucked up. So, and then I had to go. I didn't have to. I wanted to go. Mike Birbiglia was doing this thing, walking from the Cherry Lane Theater to the Court Street, or just Court Theater on Broadway to promote his Broadway show. He's doing Broadway. It's fucking insane. And so I wanted to be there for that because I hadn't seen Mike in a while. It's a big deal, and it's pretty cool. So you should go see his show on Broadway if you can. Come to New York City. Take in a Broadway show. It's a great show. I've said that many times, but it's even better than the last time because he has worked on it like crazy. That was so I don't. I almost went down another tangent and pulled myself back to stay on track. So that's and now here it is. It's 4:29, and I'm doing this now. And tonight I'll be at Union Hall. If you just listen to this as soon as I put it up, come to Union Hall, Whiplash, 8 o'clock, or tomorrow at the Creek in the Cave as on a sketch show with Nick Maritato and Zach Sims and a bunch of people, and that'll be fun too. So come to either of those. Come to both. Go see Mike on Broadway. Those are the things you should do if you are in the New York City area. And oh, and I got a tweet from Jacqueline's brother, Jeff, saying your podcast is not the worst, which he is wrong. He said, "He just your podcast isn't the worst." That's what he said. He's wrong. It is the worst, but I'm going to promote it. So, because why not promote it anyway? What? Because something has to be good for people to fucking listen to it? Bullshit. I bet you if I look to the top of the iTunes podcast charts, there's podcasts up there that aren't that good. So just because my show isn't good, why shouldn't it be popular? That's not how it works all the time. Actually, usually the best things aren't as popular as the popular things. Isn't that how it works? Like, say, most popular restaurant, what is it? Maybe some kind of chain. That's not the best restaurant. Applebee's isn't the best restaurant, is it? Well, they're not popular anymore. Are millennials killing Applebee's? I saw something like that. But they still exist. There's a lot of them. So I don't know how they're being killed. But that's yeah. Thanks, Jeff, for the tweet. I still don't like people I know listening to the show. But yeah, I can't stop you. Let's look at the news, and then I gotta get out of here. Well, don't worry about what I'm doing for the rest of the day. Facebook has lost 30% of its value since July. People don't like Facebook anymore. I think it went downhill when poking stopped being fun. It used to be fun to poke people. Now I get a poke from just Russian spam bots and what. I don't know when it stopped. I don't like it either. But I don't want to delete it because, I don't know, everybody's on it, so you can message people or whatever, but it sucks. Maybe I should delete it. These motherfuckers. But the damage has been done, right? Everybody's identity's been compromised. Maybe that's good. Just everybody put your... Let's all just post our identity. So here's my social security number. Here's my passwords. And now we all just destroy each other. That now the identity means nothing because it's all been stolen and reused and nobody cares anymore. Does that make sense? I don't think it does. I think I just said something that makes no sense. You see, this podcast is shit. Uber's CEO pulls out of Saudi conference after journalists' disappearance. Now, you lose Uber. That's a problem because Uber's like douches. They're like, hey, we're Uber. We're a bunch of douches, but you use us anyway. So, because Lyft is kind of fucked up sometimes. But you would have thought 9/11 would have had everybody turn on the Saudi government. Like, hey, you were kind of behind 9/11. But no. It's this journalist, which is fucked up. The journalist disappearing is fucked up. But not as fucked up as 9/11. I guess 9/11 is so big, you're like, you can't... When it's something you could kind of really wrap your head around, and then it's easier to be like, all right, now that's... Enough's enough. We let 9/11 slide. But now, this is egregious. Well, good for you, Uber. Maybe they're not douches anymore. Maybe didn't they replace the CEO with a less douche person? I don't know. Why am I asking you? You can't answer me. Hurricane Michael. 11-year-old Georgia girl dies when storm sends carport leg through roof. Oof. I'm sorry to hear that. I have nothing else to say. I just saw Hurricane Michael and I started reading. I'm sorry. A Bitcoin miner has been sent to prison for stealing electricity from trains. Well, that's I guess that's a crime. I've never heard of it. Stealing is a crime, but... Stealing electricity from trains to mine Bitcoin, I can see that. Hey, listen, stop doing that, Bitcoin miner. But that's such a ingenious, like, Spider-Man villain caper that I feel like you shouldn't send that person to prison because they're... You're like, wow, that's pretty cool that you did that. It's illegal, though, so stop it. Yeah, you're gonna send that person to prison. You know they're gonna hack that prison computer, and I don't know what they'll do. They'll take all everybody's commissary points and turn it into some offshore account full of I'm not improving well right now. Let me just pull out of it. I thought I had something. Lost it. You see? Worst podcast. This podcast has no entertainment value. It's me starting an improv and then just dropping it. Well, the whole thing's improvised. I don't script this out. Boy, that would be really sad. If I sat down, I have a team of writers. Every day we sit out and we script out this 10-minute pile of shit. And then I act like it's improvised to really impress you. All right, one more story. Jesus, I'm not even going to read this, but this is a fucked up headline. It's Hurricane Michael related, and then you think it's going to go, no thanks. Walmart to pay $65 million to settle lawsuit over seating for cashiers. I don't even understand any of that. Okay, one more. I'm going to, because I don't, you know, fuck Walmart, but I don't even know. I thought cashiers are, that's a standing job. I've never been a cashier. I did have a job at Friendly's where I would ring people up. That was a standing job. Maybe I'm owed some money by Friendly's. They didn't give me a seat. Fire festival organizer sentenced to 6 years in federal prison. Not Ja Rule, though. I know Ja Rule was involved, but I think he's a big enough celebrity. They would have said Ja Rule. That would be fucked up if the New York Times, this is a New York Times headline, if they called Ja Rule Fire Festival organizer. He's much more accomplished than that. I'm assuming this is whoever was behind it. He was like the face, because he was the celebrity of like, hey, here's my festival. And this guy's now got to go to prison for 6 years for a fake music festival. That's a long time. And then you got to go tell your cellmates, hey, why are you in here? Well, I told a bunch of people that Ja Rule was going to have a music festival on an island, but I kind of made it up. And then I had a bunch of people sitting in an airport with some shitty sandwiches for 2 days. And boy, did they get mad. And there was a lot of tweets. And now here I am. And what about you? Oh, I killed somebody because I was stranded at the fire festival. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I was going to try to do the Curb Your Enthusiasm music. That would be quite a coincidence if he was in jail and his cellmate was somebody that was at the fire festival. That's highly unlikely. I would say request reassignment. All right, this was a shitty episode and a shitty whatever week. Most of the episodes this week were not good. I would say maybe one was all right. Yesterday wasn't bad. Today doesn't feel good. But next week, we'll turn it around. I think next week will be okay. All right, I'm going to go. I'll see you on Monday. We love you.